Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, holiday safety for your pets, keeping them warm in the winter, and just for our furry friends, the LA Times gift guide. First, tips to keep your pets safe and warm in the winter from Trupanion.com. If you have a puppy, kitten, or a short hair breed, consider purchasing a coat or sweater to cover their back and underside. Fleece is a great option. Or leave your dog's fur longer during the winter to keep them warm. Protect those paws. The cold snow and ice can be a pain in the paw. Make sure to wash and completely dry your pet's paws after time outside, especially if they came in contact with any salt or chemical de-icer. Look out for snow and encrusted ice that can cause cracked, bleeding paws. If you notice any bleeding, call your veterinarian. Petroleum jelly is a safe way to protect those paws. You can also look into dog boots. Winter diet. In the cold weather, your pet will burn more calories to keep warm. If your pet exercises outdoors a lot, think about increasing their food intake by a little bit. You should be able to feel but not see your pet's ribs. Tips from our Director of Veterinary Services, Denise Petrick, DVM. Depending on where you live, a change in season can result in a dramatically different exercise schedule and therefore a corresponding change in the number of calories your pet needs to consume. It takes more energy in cold weather to keep your body temperature regulated, so sometimes additional calories are necessary. For example, if you spend more time outside with your dog walking in the cooler weather, your pet may need more food. Similarly, if the dog spends some time in an outside run or kennel with falling temperatures, they may need more food. However, if you and your pet are spending more time curled up by a warm fire and are only playing indoor games of fetch, they may require less food. Troublesome toxins. Keeping walkways walkable and driveways drivable in the winter often requires the use of salt or chemical de-icers, which are poisonous to pets. Try to avoid contact with de-icers when with your pet and wipe them down with a wet towel, then completely dry them off after outside play to remove any chemicals they could have come in contact with. Remember, if you're putting antifreeze in your car, use a pet-friendly or propylene glycol option. Baby, it's cold outside. While many pets have fur to protect them from the cold, dogs and cats need plenty of time to acclimate to the colder weather. Keep your pets indoors as much as possible, especially cats and small, sick, or short-haired dogs. Winter is a great time to look into indoor training or obedience classes like agility and flyball, so your dog can get plenty of mental and physical exercise. Cat naps and cars. In the cold weather, outdoor cats in the area may find the engine block under the warm hood of your car to be a great spot to snooze. Before you start your car in the morning, bang on your hood a little to wake up any sleeping cats. Car safety. Just like when it's hot out, don't leave your pet in your car when it's particularly cold out. Your car can act like a refrigerator as it holds in the cold. When in doubt, leave your pet at home when you know you'll have to leave them unattended in the car. Fitness and exercise. If it's not too cold out for you, your dog can get some aerobic exercise outside that will also keep them warm. Walking in wooded areas is a good way to protect them from chilly wind gusts. If it's too cold, entice them to exercise indoors with tug-of-war, fetch, or a play date with another pet friend. Winter skin conditions. Dogs get dry, flaky skin in the winter just like humans do. Use a humidifier and provide plenty of drinking water in your home. Your pet's skin will thank you. Bathe your pet less frequently and make sure to completely dry them after baths. Brushing their coat stimulates blood circulation and can help improve the overall condition of their skin. And now for the portion of the program I like to call Don't Eat That, with some Don't Do That thrown in. Holiday safety tips for your pets from the ASPCA. The holiday season is upon us, and many pet parents plan to include their furry companions in their festivities. As you gear up for the holidays, it is important to try to keep your pets' eating and exercise habits as close to their normal routine as possible. Also, please be sure to steer pets clear of the following unhealthy treats, toxic plants, and dangerous decorations. Be careful with seasonal plants and decorations. Oh, Christmas tree. Securely anchor your Christmas tree so it doesn't tip and fall, causing possible injury to your pet. This will also prevent the tree water, which may contain fertilizers that can cause stomach upset, from spilling. Stagnant tree water is a breeding ground for bacteria, and your pet could end up with nausea or diarrhea should he imbibe. Avoid mistletoe and holly. Holly, when ingested, can cause pets to suffer nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Mistletoe can cause gastrointestinal upset and cardiovascular problems, and many varieties of lilies can cause kidney failure in cats if ingested. Opt for just as jolly artificial plants from silk or plastic, or choose a pet-safe bouquet. Tinsel List Town. Kitties love this sparkly, light-catching toy that's easy to bat around and carry in their mouths, but a nibble can lead to a swallow, which can lead to an obstructed digestive tract, severe vomiting, dehydration, and possible surgery. It's best to brighten your bows with something other than tinsel. That holiday glow. Don't leave lighted candles unattended. Pets may burn themselves or cause a fire if they knock candles over. Be sure to use appropriate candle holders placed on a stable surface. And if you leave the room, put the candle out. Wired up. Keep wires, batteries, and glass or plastic ornaments out of paws' reach. A wire can deliver a potentially lethal electric shock, and a punctured battery can cause burns to the mouth and esophagus, while shards of breakable ornaments can damage your pet's mouth and digestive tract. Avoid holiday food dangers. Skip the sweets. By now you know not to feed your pets chocolate and anything sweetened with xylitol, but do you know that the lengths to which an enterprising pet will go to chomp on something yummy? Make sure to keep your pets away from the table and unattended plates of food, and be sure to secure the lids on garbage cans. Leave the leftovers. Fatty, spicy, and no-no human foods, as well as bones, should not be fed to your furry friends. Pets can join the festivities in other fun ways that won't lead to costly medical bills. Careful with the cocktails. If your celebration includes adult holiday beverages, be sure to place your unattended alcoholic drinks where pets cannot get to them. If ingested, your pet could become weak, ill, and may even go into a coma, possibly resulting in death from respiratory failure. Selecting special treats. Looking to stuff your pet's stockings? Stick with chew toys that are basically indestructible. Kongs that can be stuffed with healthy foods, or chew treats that are designed to be safely digestible. Long, stringy things are a feline's dream, but the most risky toys for cats involve ribbon, yarn, and loose little parts that can get stuck in the intestines, often necessitating surgery. Surprise kitty with a new ball that's too big to swallow, a stuffed catnip toy, or the interactive cat dancer. Plan a pet-safe holiday gathering. House rules. If your animal-loving guests would like to give your pets a little extra attention and exercise while you're busy tending to the party, ask them to feel free to start a nice play or petting session. Put the meds away. Make sure all of your medications are locked behind secure doors, and be sure to tell your guests to keep their meds zipped up and packed away too. A room of their own. Give your pet his own quiet space to retreat to, complete with fresh water and a place to snuggle. Shy pups and cats might want to hide out under a piece of furniture, in their carrying case, or in a separate room away from the hubbub. New Year's noise. As you count down to the new year, please keep in mind that strings of thrown confetti can get lodged in a cat's intestines if ingested, perhaps necessitating surgery. Noisy poppers can terrify pets and cause damage to sensitive ears. And remember that many pets are also scared of fireworks, so be sure to secure them in a safe, escape-proof area as midnight approaches. You can also visit the ASPCA's People Foods to Avoid Feeding Your Pets page for more information at aspca.org. Next, the Shelter Project. During our programs, we introduce our listeners to organizations and resources that are dedicated to the well-being of pets, and among them, the Humane Society, the ASPCA, the Dodo, Best Friend Society, the Rabbit Hatch. Another resource you can check out is the Shelter Pet Project. The Shelter Pet Project, launched in 2009, is a public service and campaign focused on spreading the word that pets in shelters are wonderful and lovable, and encouraging pet potential adopters to consider the shelter as the first place to look when acquiring a new best friend. The Shelter Pet Project is a collaboration with the Humane Society, the Ad Council, and Maddie's Fund. Their ad campaign encourages people to adopt and provide a loving home for dogs and cats in need. On their website at theshelterpetproject.org, you can find information on finding a pet or pet adoption group. You can spotlight a pet by starting a story about your own pet or one you know, and learn about pet adoption and adoption stories. The Shelter Pet Project is the result of a collaborative effort between two leading animal welfare groups, the Humane Society of the United States and Maddie's Fund, and the leading producer of public service advertising, PSA campaigns, the Ad Council. Our goal, they say, is to make shelters the first place potential adopters turn when looking to get a new pet, ensuring that all healthy and treatable pets find loving homes. We do this by breaking down misconceptions surrounding shelter pets and communicating that a person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Information about the Humane Society. The Humane Society of the United States at humanesociety.org is the nation's largest animal protection organization, rated the most effective by its peers. Since 1954, the HSUS has been fighting for the protection of all animals through advocacy, education, and hands-on programs. We rescue and care for tens of thousands of animals each year, but our primary mission is to prevent cruelty before it occurs. We're there for all animals across America and around the world, celebrating animals and confronting cruelty. Maddie's Fund at maddiesfund.org is a family foundation founded in 1994 by Workday co-founder Dave Duffield and his wife Cheryl, who have endowed the foundation with more than $300 million. Since then, they have awarded more than $153 million in grants toward increased community life-saving, shelter medication education, and pet adoptions across the U.S. The Duffields named Maddie's Fund after their miniature schnauzer, Maddie, who always made them laugh and comforted them during stressful business times when Dave was launching a startup company. Maddie was with Dave and Cheryl from 1987 to 1997 and continues to inspire them today. And the Ad Council is a private nonprofit organization that marshals talent from the advertising and communications industries, the facilities of the media, and the resources of the business and nonprofit communities to produce, distribute, and promote public service campaigns on behalf of nonprofit organizations and government agencies. The Ed Council addresses issue areas such as improving the quality of life for children, preventive health, education, community well-being, environmental preservation, and strengthening families. You can visit them at theedcouncil.org. You can visit all of their websites for more information. And again, the Shelter Pet Project is at theshelterpetproject.org, and there are links to the associated organizations there as well. Next, at certain times of the year, we may want to have to travel, maybe to visit relatives or another reason, and we might think about taking our pets with us on the trip. In a post at Best Friends Pet Care, Jake Ray has some advice on pet travel. Should you take your furry sidekick along or leave him behind? As a pet parent, a road trip with a furry kid might seem like a dream come true. You'd love the opportunity to bond and share new experiences with him, and you'd certainly appreciate the company. But before you load your beloved pet into the car for the long haul, take a moment to reflect. A pet who's a great companion at home, on walks, and on short trips around town won't necessarily be an ideal travel buddy. Long trips aren't right for every pet, and your pet's needs should come before your desire to take them along. Does your pet have a road-worthy temperament? Like people, dogs have a wide range of different temperaments. Some are laid-back and easygoing, while others are nervous and high-strung. If your pet is adaptable, easy to please, and likes new places and new people, he's likely to be a great travel buddy. However, if he's nervous about skittish about car rides or anxious when confronted with something new, chances are he's not ready for a long trip. If your pet is nervous or fearful, don't despair. With some training, he may eventually become a great pet traveler. He just may have to stay home this time around. With appropriate training, commitment, and patience, most temperament problems can be overcome. Your pet can become less sensitive to stimuli and more suited for travel. That said, desensitizing training techniques aren't a quick fix. You'll need to dedicate the time, offer a lot of leeway and understanding, and let your pet set the pace. Will this trip be fun for your pet? Will your pet be comfortable? Did you plan pet-friendly activities he will enjoy? Your dog might love an impromptu hike through the woods or a glorious day on the beach, but he may not be so thrilled to share your mother's tiny apartment with her cats while you head off to the golf course, or sit alone in a hotel room during your out-of-town business meetings. In fact, many pet-friendly hotels don't allow pets to stay alone in rooms. You know your dog best, so you are the best person to judge whether this trip will be an enjoyable one for him. If not, you can adjust your plans to be more pet-friendly, or you can let him stay home where he's sure to be comfortable. Is your pet in good health? If your pet is injured or under the weather, you may be tempted to take him along on your trip so you can watch over him. After all, no one will care for him like you do. However, it may be best for your pet to stay behind under the care of a trusted friend or family member. You will be busy driving, after all, and you won't really keep vigil over him. The trip may make him tired, distressed, or uncomfortable, factors that will be difficult to remedy far from home. A pet in pain or discomfort may even act out, which won't make for a pleasant trip for either of you. If your pet is elderly but in good health, you'll need to make a judgment call. If he enjoys taking car trips and visiting new places, taking him along may very well be good for him. If he likes trips but becomes uncomfortable easily, he may be better off at home. If you're undecided, a quick trip to consult with your vet can help you figure out whether a road trip is in your pet's best interest. If your pet suffers from travel anxiety, routinely take him on brief trips or planning occasional trips that end up somewhere exciting and fun, and can help teach him that traveling is a rewarding experience. If your pet experiences motion sickness during car rides, all is not lost. A number of remedies exist to help alleviate his suffering, including reconditioning, traditional medications, and holistic remedies. If your pet is up for it, hitting the road with him can be a fantastic way to break up the blahs, have some fun adventures, and spend some quality time together. However, if your pet isn't perfectly suited for travel right now, it doesn't mean he never can be. Safe travels and happy tales. And this year's LA Times gift guides for pets. First is the Modern Doghouse, designed by Ra. Designed for the discerning mid-century modern fan, the luxurious MDK9 Doghouse, spelled H-A-U-S, is made of teak and features custom bedding. In-stock houses measure 76 by 40 by 36 inches, but customization is available. And it can be yours for $3,650 at rawdesignla.com. Stuffed rodents. Your cuddly animal companions probably spend a lot of time indoors, and yet when they have an opportunity to be outside, they often revert to their outdoor predator selves and look longingly at the small rodents that love to torment them and frequently elude them. Is it appropriate to purchase a rodent replica that Fido or Tiger can chew and rip apart? You decide. Leaps and Bounds Medium Running Chipmunk. You can have that for $7. Pet Links System 3 Blind Mice for $4, both at Petco. Next, the On-the-Go Dog Bowl. The Dog Bowl water bottle lets you carry water to hydrate your dog on hikes and walks. Just squeeze the bottle and the attached dish fills with water. The dish sits atop of the bottle. An adjustable Velcro strap lets you attach the bottle to a backpack, belt, or wrist. $20 at uncommongoods.com. Custom ID tags. Bianca D'Amico of Chaparral Studio hand hammers and assembles each custom ID tag in her Los Angeles studio. The tags are made of brass and come in two sizes that are suitable for dogs and cats. They're also available as keychains, and they run $25 to $28 at chaparral-studio.com. Squeaky cat toy. You may look at the Our Pet's Ball of Fury cat toy and see mental and physical stimulation and a catnip-filled toy. There is a mouse inside. We see Da Vinci's Vitruvian Man. Did we mention? It squeaks and can be yours for $10.99 from Amazon.com. Easy access. Composed of high-density foam, the Pet Steps from Irvine-based Majestic Pet is a thoughtful gift for animals suffering from age, joint problems, hip dysplasia, or arthritis. $69.99 to $89.99 at PetSmart.com. A cozy bed. Animals Matter's best-selling poofy Katie Puff bed is made with memory spring poly fiber fill and upholstery grade chenille. It comes in a variety of colors, all of them cozy. $179 to $279 at animalsmatter.com. Next is the doggy tank top, the black cotton gangster tank top, which is emblazoned with the word gangster across the front, from LA-based Hip Doggy. Lets everyone know who's the boss. And you can get them for $25.99 to $32.99 at PetSmart. Flannel for Fido. George, a San Francisco dog and cat boutique, offers a number of pet products, among them this comfy red and gray yellow stitched cotton blend throw with a Good Dog logo. Good Dog emblazoned on the pattern throughout the comforter. It is $130, and you can find it at georgesf.com. And Posh Pet Bowls. Paw Nosh is 100% recycled, handmade glass. Cubby cat bowls come in celery, aqua, and tangerine in two sizes. For $45 and $60, cubby bowls for dogs come in the same style and colors and in three sizes. You can find those at pawnosh.com. Designer Desanka Fasiska creates her Lux Eros brand of ceramics in her A-frame Hollywood Hills home. Her golden bone bowls for pets are handmade and glazed to order. $75 at lux-eros.com. The Cat Castle. If you regard your feline companions as royalty, you may want to consider the ultimate holiday gift, a castle. The Kitty City version of a home fit for a queen includes ramps with toys, cube homes, platforms with toys, scratching posts, and several pieces you'll assemble. Please note that verb, assemble, to provide an infrastructure. When it's set up, the dimensions should be 46.75 inches high by 47.5 inches wide by 32.5 inches deep and can be yours for $116.99 at Target. And that will do it for today. Thank you for joining. I'm Mary DeFranco, and please remember to spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.